Almost every day we see natural disasters such as earthquakes. Hurricanes. Lightning strikes. And floods in various parts of the world. These disasters affect millions of people in many countries and cause incalculable material damage. All these phenomena bring to mind the following question. Are these disasters which follow hard on one another's heels and at a far greater frequency than in the past, portents of the end times foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, 14 centuries ago? In the Hadiths, our Prophet, peace be upon him, describes the end times and their features in great detail. According to these Hadiths, the end times will consist of two stages. In the first stage of the end times, the world will be full of material and spiritual problems, wars, oppression, and suffering. In the second stage that follows, all these problems will be eliminated with the second coming of the Prophet Jesus ﷺ, and the appearance of Hazrat Mahdi ﷺ, and Allah will bestow salvation, peace and happiness on all believers. In this period, also known as the Golden Age, wars and conflict will come to an end. The world will be filled with plenty, abundance and justice. And the moral values of Islam will spread across the world and be lived by people. Allah knows the truth, of course. The signs that our Prophet, peace be upon him, set out hundreds of years ago are taking place one after the other, and just as described in the Hadith in our day. The aim of this film is to reveal how the natural disasters foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Hadiths referring to the end times, are taking place one after the other in our own day. And by reminding people in this way that the day of reckoning is not far off, it is to encourage them to take heed and reflect before that difficulty day arrives. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. What are they waiting but for the hour to come upon them suddenly? Its signs have already come. What good will their reminder be to them when it does arrive? Surah Muhammad 18. Some of the phenomena revealed as portents of the end times in the Hadith may have taken place at other times in various parts of the world. But that does not mean that those days were the end times. Because in order for a period to be described as the end times, all of the portents foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, have to come about within a specific time interval and to take place one after the other. This special situation regarding the events of the end times is set out in this way in the Hadiths. The signs of the last day will follow one another, like beads strung out one behind the other. These signs chase one another, just as fish break out of their net and escape chasing one another. The natural disasters taking place in our day are literally following one another. It is a statistical fact that there has been a rise in both the number and scale of natural disasters in recent years. According to the 13th World Disasters Report, natural disasters caused a loss of 901,177 lives between 1995 and 2004. At the same time, more than 2.5 billion people were affected materially or psychologically, and at least $738 billion worth of damage was caused. Now let us all have a look at the natural disasters that our Prophet, peace be upon him, foretold about the last day and some examples that have taken place in our day. The hour will not be established until earthquakes will be very frequent. There are two great events before the last day, and then years of earthquakes. There will be disagreements and frequent earthquakes. The powerful earthquakes that have taken place in recent years continue to occupy a major place on the public agenda across the world. According to data from the U.S. National Earthquake Information Center, 20,832 small and large-sized earthquakes took place worldwide in 1999. According to official statements, 22,711 people are estimated to have died in these earthquakes. Just as our Prophet, peace be upon him, revealed in a hadith. There will be earthquakes in my community, so much so that 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people will die. According to U.S. Geological Survey, USGS reports, there were merely 110 earthquakes measuring 5.0 or more between 1556 and 1975. Just in the 23 years from 1980 to 2003, however, the number of major earthquakes was 1,685. As we have seen, while the number of earthquakes used to be very small, the number of quakes has risen considerably since Hijri 1400. Just a few of the earthquakes over the last 30 years are: a quake measuring 7.8 struck China on July 28, 1976. 242,000 people lost their lives and 164,000 were injured. 20,000 people lost their lives and 500,000 were made homeless in an earthquake in Armenia on December 7, 1988. . 40,000 people died and 100,000 were injured in an earthquake in Iran, measuring 7.7 that struck on June 20, 1990. The Kobe earthquake in 1995 caused damage put at 100 billion, despite lasting only 20 seconds. . 25,000 people lost their lives and 166,000 were injured in an earthquake measuring 6.7 in India on January 26, 2001. An earthquake measuring 6.7 in Iran on December 26, 2003, cost the lives of 31,884 people, and another 18,000 were injured. 300,000 people lost their lives in a tsunami that struck following an earthquake measuring 9.0 in Indonesia on December 26, 2004. Some 100,000 people were killed in an earthquake measuring 7.6 in Pakistan on October 8, 2005. An earthquake measuring 7.0 in Haiti on January 12, 2010 cost the lives of some 200,000 people. The 8.9 earthquake that struck Japan on March 11, 2011 was the largest to hit the country for 140 years. Thousands of people were killed or disappeared in the tsunami that followed the quake. Many other earthquakes, great and small, have also taken place during the last 30 years. In other words, since Hijri 1400. Thousands of people have been made homeless in the wake of these earthquakes. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, refers to this state of affairs in a hadith. The days when you can find no homes to shelter you or animals to carry you have come close, because earthquakes will demolish your houses. In addition to the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, there are also verses in the Quran that refer to the link between the earthquakes and the last day, and Allah knows the truth. The 99th surah of the Quran is called Al-Zilzal, which means the earthquake. A powerful quake is described in this surah, following which it is revealed that the day of reckoning, when the dead are resurrected and will have to give account for themselves in the presence of Almighty Allah, will follow. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When the earth is convulsed with its quaking, and the earth then disgorges its charges, and man asks, "What is wrong with it?" On that day it will impart all its news, because your Lord has inspired it. That day, people will emerge segregated to see the results of their actions. Whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Mr. Adnan Akhtar said this about the Japanese earthquake during a live conversation on March 11, 2011 on TV Kayseri.
Bir saat önce de yeni bir deprem olmuş hocam Japonya'da. 7.9 şiddetinde yeni bir tsunami dalgası bekliyorlarmış.
Japonlar hiç umursamıyorlar. Hiç. Allah peş peşe getiriyor. Ya bir düşünsenize, bu neden oluyor? Değil mi? Neden bu şeyler meydana geliyor? Allah'ı düşünmek, değil mi? Allah'a tövbe etmek, Allah'a yakın olmak gerekirken adamlar işinde gücünde.
Bir film var hocam. Evet. Bayağı lakayet olduklarını gösteren depremde.
Anlamıyor adamlar ya. Bak, bu bütün bina sallanıyor. Hiç muhatap dahi olmuyorlar. Memurlar oturuyorlar. Baksana adamlar sanki sallanacakta sallanıyorlar. Acayip rahatlar. Evet. Yani ibret alıp düşüneceklerine. Değil mi yani? Bir hikmet gözüyle bakacaklarına. Öyle seyrediyorlar. Allah daha şiddetlisini veriyor. Onu da öyle seyrediyorlar. Bu önümüzdeki günlerde şiddeti artarak depremler yine devam edecek. Yani bütün dünyada devam edecek. Bunu göreceksiniz. Yani o grafikte bir düşme yok. Mehdi çıkıncaya kadar devam. Mehdi çıktıktan sonra da bir bakın o grafiklere, yine bakın, bilimsel olarak bakın. Aniden düştüğünü göreceksiniz. Yani o grafikte çok ciddi bir düşme olacaktır. Bunu da göreceksiniz.
İnşallah.
Hem depremlerde, hem sellerde, hem dünyadaki bereketsizlikte ani bir düşme olacak. Mehdi devrinde. Mehdiyetin önemini ve büyüklüğünü görmek açısından Cenab-ı Allah özel olarak bunu meydana getiriyor. Mesela gök taşları 1980 yılından itibaren dünyanın milyonlarca yıllık tarihinde görülmemiş şekilde birdenbire çok çok çok çok fazla katlı arttı.
Another of the natural phenomena our Prophet, peace be upon him, foretells in the end times, immediately before the last day, is torrential rains. The hour will not come until there has been rain which destroys all dwellings. The hour does not come until torrential rains fall and all mud brick buildings except for the stone ones collapse. Floods resulting from torrential rain are great natural disasters that cause people to lose their lives and possessions. Recent floods in particular have led to significant loss of life and property in various parts of the world. These include floods in Europe in recent years. Torrential rains affecting almost all of Europe have caused rivers to burst their banks, with large parts of major European cities being flooded. Another example in the floods caused by the monsoon rains in Nepal and Bangladesh in 2002. Some 1,000 people lost their lives in floods and landslides caused by torrential summer rains in China in August 2002. 40,000 homes were destroyed in floods and landslides caused by torrential rains in Sri Lanka in 2003. Some of the latest examples of these signs foretold in the Hadiths are the torrential rains in Ethiopia and the monsoons in Asia in August 2006, and Allah knows the truth. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, revealed 1,400 years ago that the heavy rainfall in the time we are living in, the end times, would lead to disasters. The hour will not come until there has been rain which destroy all dwellings. The hour does not come until all mud brick buildings, except for the stone ones, collapse. Increased rains, decreased vegetation, are signs of the approach of the day of reckoning. We see on the television and read in the papers about more disasters than there have ever been before. It is a statistical fact that in recent years, natural disasters have seen a growth both in numbers and in the losses they have caused. The natural disasters that have taken place in many countries of the world during the end times in which we are living have impacted millions of people and caused incalculable damage. The famine would not break out because of drought, but there would be famine, despite heavy rainfall, as nothing would grow from the earth. There will be treacherous years in which rains are plentiful, but fertility is low. Yes, O Selman, when a comet appears and there are increased floods. Examination of a graph showing the floods across the world from 1950 to 2000 shows that this increase has stepped up pace many times over the last 30 years. 1991, Bangladesh. More than 120,000 people lost their lives in floods, and millions were left homeless. 2000, Mozambique. Floods left more than 1 million people homeless. 2002, India, Nepal, Bangladesh. Some 1,000 people died in floods caused by the seasonal rains, the monsoon. 2003, China. 2,000 people died and 300,000 were made homeless by severe summer rains. 2004, Indonesia, 230,000 people lost their lives in flooding caused by a tsunami. 2007, Asia, 20 million people were made homeless. 2008, India, 2,400 people died due to severe rains continuing uninterrupted for 3 months. 2010, Pakistan. 70% of Pakistan was left underwater. 4 million people were made homeless. More than 1,000 lost their lives, and thousands more just disappeared. 2010, Colombia. 1.3 million people were left homeless. 2011, Brazil. 700 people lost their lives in the worst disaster in the country's history, and 14,000 were left homeless. As our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals in the Hadiths, the floods of the end times caused by rains that have led to the loss of tens of thousands of lives, millions being made homeless, nothing being left standing, and devastation of harvests have taken place at an intensive rate over the last 30 years. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said from the pulpit, "The promised Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam from the Ahl al-Bayt will appear in the end times. The sky will pour its rain on him, and the earth will sprout its plants. After people have filled the world with oppression, he will fill it with justice." Despite 200 years of research, lightning is still a major mystery for the scientific world. Lightning is the world's most powerful electrical force and has a high burning power, despite being produced by ice. Lightning temperatures can rise to as high as 8,307 degrees, 5 times greater than the temperature on the surface of the sun. Increased lightning strikes are also described as a portent of the end times in the Hadiths. Earthquakes will demolish your homes and lightning will burn your livestock and turn them into coal. Lightning will so multiply as the hour approaches that people will say to one another, "Who was struck by lightning yesterday?" And they will answer, "Lightning struck this and that person yesterday." Just as described in the Hadiths, there has been a recent increase in loss of life and property caused by lightning strikes. Footballers playing a match in Congo in 1998 died when lightning struck the pitch. Six people lost their lives when lightning struck a football pitch in Mexico in 2001. Four people lost their lives in Romania in 2004 in a lightning strike during a storm, and 400 homes were severely damaged. 52 cows were killed when lightning struck a farm in Uruguay in 2008. 23 people died in lightning-related incidents in Turkey in 2009. In addition, just as related in the Hadiths, increasing numbers of lightning strikes are causing many people to lose their lives and the destruction of many animals. Hurricanes. There has been a significant rise in the number of hurricanes since Hijri 1400, or 1980 AD, the year of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. This is one of the signs foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in great details hundreds of years before our day, and is one of the proofs that have come about one after the other in our time. Just as set out in the Hadiths, doomsday will not take place until 10 portents are seen. The 10th is a storm that will hurl people into the sea. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew cost the lives of 40,000 people and left 250,000 homeless. Approximately 500 to 1,000 people were killed by the storms that hit western Bangladesh on May 13, 1996. A further 30,000 people were injured and 100,000 people lost their homes. More than 9,000 people died during Hurricane Mitch in October 1998. A further 15,000 people disappeared, and a total of 2.3 million were affected by the hurricane in some way. Hurricane Katrina that struck in August 2005 devastated 8 towns in Mississippi. 80% of New Orleans was destroyed and some 2,000 people lost their lives. The hurricane caused damage to the tune of some $100 billion. The number of people missing was put at 35,000 and hundreds of thousands of buildings were made uninhabitable, while hundreds of thousands more suffered severe damage. What becomes of you when death meets people and homes become graves? One striking feature of this hurricane was that New Orleans was almost entirely flooded when the walls built to protect it from floods collapsed. This is a manifestation of the storm that will cast people into the sea described in the Hadith. Hurricane Sidr that struck Bangladesh in November 2007, blowing at a speed of 250 kilometers an hour, ended in the loss of 3,200 lives and terrible destruction, Waves up to 6 meters high caused by the hurricane demolished thousands of homes and led to the disappearance of some 1,000 people. The hurricane affected 5 million people and is regarded as one of the worst disasters of the century. Hundreds of thousands of people disappeared during Hurricane Nargis that struck Myanmar in 2008. The death toll rose to 10,000. Hundreds of people died in Typhoon Morocco in Taiwan in 2009. While the cost of the devastation caused by the storm was put at $267 million, Hurricane Katsana devastated South Asian countries in 2009. Doomsday will not take place until 10 portents are seen. The 10th is a storm that will hurl people into the sea. Another of the portents of the end times foretold by our prophet, peace be upon him, is the sinking down of the earth in three different locations. One of these will happen in the west, one in the east, and the last on the Arabian Peninsula. Our prophet, peace be upon him, says in that hadith, "The last hour will not come until you see 10 signs, landslides with a sinking down, caving in or displacement of the earth in 3 places. One in the east, one in the west, and one in Arabia." Let us now examine the 3 incidents of sinking in the east, west, and the Arabian Peninsula, in the light of some recent and highly significant developments. The portents of the last day foretold by our prophet, peace be upon him, is a sinking in the east. The term sinking may be referring to the vanishing of a large area of land or human community, its disappearance from the face of the earth, and Allah knows the truth. The tsunami disaster that struck South Asia on December 26, 2004 bears a close resemblance to this portent described in the hadith. The sinking down in the east foretold by our prophet, peace be upon him, may well therefore refer to that great tsunami disaster, and Allah knows the truth. Tsunami is the name given to the giant waves that form in the wake of earthquakes or submarine landslides. The damage caused by these giant waves has sometimes been recorded as approaching that caused by atom bombs. These high waves can sometimes bury coastal towns underwater. Throughout the course of history, various disasters, earthquakes, and hurricanes have taken place in Asia and the Far East. Terrible destruction has been unleashed in these disasters, and very large numbers of people have lost their lives. However, the tsunami in South Asia in 2004 that resulted in the deaths of more than 225,000 people was one of the largest of these disasters. The tsunami in question hit the shores of Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, Malaysia, Thailand, Bangladesh, Myanmar, the Maldives, and the Seychelles, and even Somalia, an African country 5,000 kilometers distant. This tsunami disaster that took place in the end times affected a huge area and caused towns to disappear under seawater and the mud and wreckage it carried with it, and thus changed the world map. For these reasons, the sinking down in the east in the Hadith may well refer to the disaster in South Asia, and Allah knows the truth. This disaster, the effects of which are estimated to be felt for many years to come, ended in a wide region sinking below water as foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the Hadith. Another portent of the last day foretold by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, refers to a sinking in the west. The terrible destruction wrought by Hurricane Katrina in the US Gulf of Mexico on August 29, 2005 brings to mind the sinking down in the west. This sinking that our Prophet, peace be upon him, said would happen in the end times would be expected to be far greater and have a far greater impact than similar events in the past. And indeed, the devastation wrecked by Hurricane Katrina was far greater than that caused by similar such phenomena. Someone who witnessed the hurricane said,
"It's just something I never in my wildest dreams thought I would ever see or could ever happen. Who would have ever thought 100,000 people, you know, would stay for a Category 5 hurricane? I guess the reason they stayed is, who would ever think the levees would fail?"
Terrible disasters have taken place on the continents of Europe and America throughout the course of history, but none has ever caused as much devastation as Katrina. Unlike other disasters, Katrina caused millions of people to migrate, cost the lives of tens of thousands, led to the devastation of three large states, and ended in whole towns remaining underwater. Therefore, the Katrina disaster, one of the worst in the history of the United States, may be one of the three incidents of sinking referred to by our Prophet, peace be upon him. Blowing at up to 260 kilometers an hour, Hurricane Katrina first struck the state of Florida. 13 people lost their lives in the state, and huge physical damage was suffered. The hurricane then turned toward the state of Louisiana. It caused huge damage to the coasts of Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. More than 10,000 people are estimated to have lost their lives in these three states, which were made almost uninhabitable. The physical damage has been out at $100 billion. In the wake of the disaster, tens of thousands of people were unable to find enough to eat and drink. There was no clean water or food in the city. Some 5 million people were left without electricity in the wake of Katrina. It was announced that because of all the damage, it would take months to restore electricity supplies to the city as a whole. Hundreds of thousands of buildings were made uninhabitable, while hundreds of thousands more were badly damaged. The region affected by this national disaster is approximately one-third the size of Turkey. Electricity severages, cut telephone lines, and the fact that mobile phones and the internet no longer worked put a complete end to business life. It has been calculated that nearly a million jobs were lost in all sectors. Educational institutions in the region were closed. A great many schools were put out of use, while others suffered considerable material damage. While Hurricane Katrina caused terrible damage to several cities, New Orleans, the largest city in the state of Louisiana, was made uninhabitable. Some 80% of New Orleans, regarded as one of the main touristic and cultural centers of the USA, was left underwater. The height of the water in some districts exceeded 6 meters. Therefore, New Orleans literally disappeared by sinking under the water. In the same way that the sinking down in the east, foretold by our prophet, peace be upon him, may refer to the tsunami disaster in Indonesia, the incident of the sinking down in the west may be a reference to the disappearance of the city of New Orleans. It is certain that Allah knows the truth. New Orleans has witnessed a great many storms and hurricanes. But the city that encounters a hurricane on average once every 14 years has never before seen one that has wreaked devastation and destruction on such an enormous scale. New Orleans literally disappeared for the first time by being engulfed by the waters. The way that this great city almost entirely disappeared also bears a very close resemblance to another portent of the end times, foretold by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is revealed in the Hadith that great cities will be ruined and it will be as if they had not existed the day before. In addition to the incidents of the sinking down in the east and the west, the hadiths of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also refer to a third incident on the Arabian Peninsula. This sinking due to take place on the Arabian Peninsula also bears a close resemblance to another hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him. This hadith reads, "An army comes to fight. Once they enter the desert, those at the front and rear disappear, and the ones in the middle cannot save themselves either." During the Iraq War of 2003, a large part of the Iraqi army suddenly vanished. Reports concerning the disappearance of the Republican Guard, consisting of some 60,000 members, and another unit known as the Fedayeen, with some 50,000 Iraqi soldiers, appeared in many papers and on many TV channels. The fact that this is referred to in the hadith of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, shows that the disappearance of an army, one of the portents of the end times, might have taken place. The fact that in the days that followed, a number of warplanes were also found buried under the desert sands also reinforces the probability that the disappearance of an army in the desert refers to the disappearance of the Iraqi army, and Allah knows the truth. Considering this together with our Prophet's peace be upon him hadith about a sinking in Arabia, it would seem that the phenomena concerned may refer to this extraordinary state of affairs during the Iraq War, and Allah knows the truth. Our Prophet prophet, peace be upon him, says that one of the events that will take place in the end times is land collapses. The first of the portents of the hour is land collapses. When the later generations of this community insult those who went before with various false imputations and pretexts, then expect red wings, sinking into the earth, or changes of form, or stones to rain down from the sky. In the end times, there will be collapses and stones will rain down, and people will no longer look human. Great cities will be ruined as if they had not existed the day before. The large earth holes in various countries and collapses in roads as a result of such disasters as earthquakes or floods are some of the evidence corroborating these hadiths. A giant sinkhole 150 meters deep and 20 meters across appeared in the capital of Guatemala as a result of powerful storms and floods in June 2010. A hole 30 meters deep and 40 meters across suddenly appeared in the town of Schmalkalden in the German state of Thuringen. Developments we have seen this far show that the period we are living in is the end times that will immediately be followed by the last day. There is no doubt that these are the most important developments since the days of our prophet, peace be upon him. These developments, harbingers of the end times, are also glad tidings of happy days to come. These historic glad tidings awaited for hundreds of years are by Allah's leave about to be realized. These glad tidings refer to the golden age of which the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke in the hadiths. By Allah's leave, the days when people will live widely by religious moral values, when the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appear on earth, and when the world is filled with justice, abundance, peace, and well-being are close at hand. Almighty Allah makes this promise to His faithful servants in the Quran.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion with which He is pleased, and give them, in place of their fear, security. They worship me, not associating anything with me. Any who disbelieve after that, such people are deviators.